Welcome to the TeachNet podcast. Today I'm delighted to have Seamus Ryan, Education Officer with Meath VEC, with me, and we're going to talk about Seamus's work in Meath VEC with ICT, specifically in the Innovative Schools programme. Seamus, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
Seamus, to get us started, would you give us a little bit of background about yourself and how Seamus Ryan and ultimately Meath VEC got involved with the Microsoft Innovative Schools programme?
Well, I suppose firstly about myself, I started in Dunshaughland Vocational School as a HDIP student in 1975, teacher of geography, and I suppose the school expanded very rapidly from 1977, and by the year 92, I think I had been teaching for whatever 17 years or so, and I took a career break and went to work in the computer service industry for 3 years.
Right.
Got a bit of experience of some of the larger multinationals and how they were using IT at that stage across their mainframe systems to train and do other things, and got a lot of insights into how this technology could work. When I came back to school then in 96, I had a good few ideas that could be applied immediately, although the internet and things like that were only just starting.
Sure.
And that's all. The Innovative Schools then came about, I suppose, as out of an unusual situation to some extent, in that Microsoft had circulated a proposed campus agreement to every school in Ireland around 97, I think.
Yes.
And having been in the computer industry, I was aware of the importance of these contracts and how it kept everything kosher and legal, and indeed that he got the latest versions of everything. So I got the principal of the time to sign up for it.
Yes.
I subsequently discovered that we were the only school in the country that actually took up the offer that year.
Well, can I just add to that? That would have been around my time in the NCT, and I would have been responsible for that, so I can concur that you were probably the only school in the country that went with the campus agreement. Well done, though.
So, I think when Kevin Marshall then came on the scene in around 2000 or 2001, and we had at that stage started a programme of putting... we had networked the whole school, and we had about 15 or 16 classrooms with computers and data projectors installed at enormous expense. We were spending maybe 4,000 per room at that stage just to put that in. He had visited us, and he did ask me the question, what about licensing? How are you fixed? Well, I said, probably better than anybody else in your eyes. I think that little thing probably was our initially positive introduction to Microsoft.
Absolutely. And tell us, Seamus, what is Innovative Schools?
Microsoft had a Partners in Learning program which had begun in shortly after 2000, I think.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And their program to enhance 21st century learning, which was effectively about, was about investing, I think, $250 million in initiatives and strategies which would help education take advantage of technology. And under that scheme then they had innovative teachers and various other initiatives.
Sure.
The Innovative Schools then grew out of the Innovative Teachers, as far as I can gather, and we had been at this stage through from 97 using technology in every classroom. Probably by 2002 we had every classroom equipped. We had, at that stage, we had a wireless broadband link. We had a 10 meg, which was unheard of at the time, into the school, and we were able to take advantage of internet resources in ways maybe that others could only dream about.
Sure.
That particular facility allowed our teachers then to expand their capacity, their own personal capacities to take advantage of it, and we were well placed to be invited in then when the programme came on stream.
And what has it added to you? Because, I mean, as you said yourself there, you know, since 1997, 96, 97, your own school had been plowing along with your guidance. So what did the Microsoft dimension bring?
Well, I think the dimension it brought was the recognition, first of all, for the school of what it was trying to do.
Yes.
I think it gave us access. I'd have to explain that the program is not about software or computers. We never got a piece of hardware from anybody for nothing. We
Yes.
paid for everything and
Yes.
borrowed and stole for whatever we put in place.
Sure.
And we'd have to thank parents and VC and everybody for that. In addition to that, we got the normal facilities from Microsoft under their campus agreement. But in addition to all that, Microsoft's Partners in Learning program and the Innovative Schools brings the, I suppose, consultancy
yeah.
around providing us with the best educational advice through world experts in different fields of 21st century learning.
Yeah.
I suppose the program itself then, when it did get underway, we had an opportunity to bring, I think, probably up to 30 of our staff to various conferences and to hear the brightest and the best talking about and putting us through various exercises around managing the change and coming to grips with what the changes in learning
yeah.
for the 21st century would be. So I think that that's the main thing. I think it's been...
Yeah, can I bring you back on that? Because that
yeah.
seems to me to be a key point. You know, I think you've made two very important points there. One is that, you know, the equipment, it's not about the equipment. That's not the focus of the programme. But you use the word change. And I know that Microsoft brought in some real heavy hitters in the world of change management and education.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a bit about that?
We had Michael Fullan, for example, and we had John West Burnham, and I suppose at the conferences in various places, then we had many others whose names just escaped me.
Sure,
at the minute.
Sure, but, sure. But Seamus, teacher professional development seems to be key in this.
This was professional development. This was the key to the whole thing, and I think anybody who's embarking on a program that thinks that they are bringing technology into the school, I think it has to be seen in the context that it is you're bringing an approach to learning in the 21st century, which will be supported by technology. But a lot of the other things that you'll actually be trying to change within your school have absolutely nothing to do with technology.
Yes.
And I would say that the key to that whole, to that particular paradigm, is the relationship between student and teacher
mm-hmm.
in the early days of this century. It is a different dynamic than it was 20 years ago.
Yeah. And how are you catering for that, Seamus, now? Are you giving students access to their own machines? And how are you dealing with that paradigm shift?
I suppose it's part of it is actually giving people maybe laptops, although that hasn't been a huge program
yeah.
within ours. We have four separate laptop programs at the moment across the VEC. I think the main one would be in all our professional development is seeking to get the learner involved in the way in which the learning is delivered, to get their feedback on it.
Yeah.
And I suppose what we're really saying to teachers is, look at the old didactic of giving it out and considering that the students are there to take it. You've got to think that every student's coming from a particular place and try and personalise it, differentiate it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
this is where everybody can learn from their own position. And I think that's been the key. The key element is taking the student into the centre of the learning. And when you're preparing your work, you're thinking about how each student is going to actually be able to take this on board to actually learn and vary your strategies within the classroom to cover the different ways in which people will learn. And that involves audio, visual, active learning, cooperative learning, and so on.
Brilliant.
So it's around all those things. And
how are you organising the professional development then for the staff? Because that you know, again, I think this is a point that's come up and it's a point we've been making for some time, that it's
yeah.
not just about skills training on a particular and how to make a podcast or how
yeah.
to create a wiki. How are you organising that?
Well, I suppose from the very start, we used every planning day that we could to focus on areas of developing the conversation around learning. In other words, staff days, at least 50% of every staff day would have involved developing an aspect of the learning culture within the school. And that would be helping people to develop the subject plans in a way which reflected what I was talking about earlier.
Yes.
Bringing people in to talk about things like assessment for learning, cooperative learning, and opening people up to different strategies and getting commitments to actually apply these and come back and at the next opportunity to talk about them. So talk about their experiences with them and to ingrain them into the way people did their work. At a formal level, Microsoft and St. Patrick's College Drumcondra have undertaken two programmes so far with us. Two of them were specifically in Dunshaughlin, whereby access was provided over, I think, from 2007 for the 2 years to a training programme. Part of it was digital skills,
yes.
And the other part of it was what we said already, developing the learning conversation,
yeah.
And understanding, the deepening the understanding of teachers of how students actually learn. And I suppose that's about capitalising on the research and all that we now know and the increased insight we have into how that process happens to actually bring that to them. We formalised it last year,
yeah.
And the 21 teachers did the certificate.
Brilliant.
In professional development. And this year they're doing a similar programme, but this time it's around peer coaching and peer mentoring.
Brilliant.
And we advertised that for the entire VEC this
yes.
time.
Yeah.
We had 20 places and 15% of the entire VEC teaching body applied to take part in that, which I thought was a marvellous outcome. And we had to pick from that, and we now have 16 people, at least two from every school on that programme.
Brilliant. And it seems to me, though, that the staff... was there any expectation among the staff when this was announced originally that, you know, you were going to be doing, you know, when they heard of professional development, that it was going to be all, you know, technical and...
Microsoft Word and
yeah.
PowerPoint and so
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And there was initially. And,
yeah.
and in fairness, I suppose 10 years ago, you had to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I think the paradigm for teacher training has changed. But 10 years ago, maybe 60% of teachers wouldn't have known how to turn on a computer and actually do anything with it.
Oh, absolutely.
So we were faced with that challenge at that stage, and we provided formal training and we provided informal peer coaching.
Sure.
With people who are willing to help others.
I think
as you come forward now, more
yeah.
people have a computer at home. There's
yes.
more general computer literacy. So you're not having to go to that level at all, and you're building more on the learning side now.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously there's a fantastic leadership within Mead VC, with yourself and Peter, you know, driving this, because I think, you know, from my own experience, you need to see that it's being valued at a higher level.
Yes, and that's crucial. And I think in any school that it doesn't appear that the principal is supporting it, there's a reluctance among the staff to do it either,
yes.
because they don't feel they'll get the recognition for any effort they put into it.
Yes.
But I think it's safe to say that in County Meath at this stage that every single principal is 100% behind it. And I think the proof is there in all sorts of ways, but particularly when you look at the progress of our schools over 10 years, and the performance in even in the state exams.
Yes.
It has been a story of continuous improvement.
Yes.
And none more so than Dunshaughlin, mm-hmm. which has achieved an academic standard which is as good as any school.
Yes.
And our other schools are the same. So
yes.
there's proof in the that type of evidence.
Absolutely.
And teachers see that
yeah.
you know, this works.
Yes. And tell us a little bit about some of the exciting new things that you're doing, because I know you have a couple of... You were telling me a story recently about a very interesting project you're running between Longwood and Dunshaughlin.
Yeah.
And it struck me that a couple of days later I read in the Irish Times about Bridget McManus, Secretary General of the Department, speaking to schools, particularly schools that were at second level who were experiencing problems with shortage of teachers. It just
yeah.
taught me that your solution in Dunshaughlin and Longwood could be applied nationwide.
Yeah, I think there's a model there. Some of our schools are quite small, and Longwood would have a school population of only 150. And in a particular year, I think there's only 33 kids going forward in a fifth year. So the challenge for that school is that the range of subjects is going to be very narrow that they can provide.
Yes.
And they did have several students that wished to do various subjects. But in particular, there was chemistry that was required by three students for a career interest that they had.
Yes.
And the principal said to me, "Was what would be the possibility of distance learning with any other school?" So I had a chat with my successor in Dunshaughlin, Porrick Brown, and we said, yes, in theory, that we could actually provide that between the schools, and we would have to put certain things in place, such as to have to align the timetables for the daily timetables so that they are similar in Longwood and in Shockland.
Yes.
That's quite a shift, but both schools agreed to do that.
Yes.
So they're lined up completely. And they then, when they're writing the timetables, timetable the chemistry at the same time. We put in the technology then to do it, which is, in this case, we're using Microsoft's Office Communicator as the basic technology, which can deliver the teacher's image and whatever work is being done by the teacher on a tablet PC. And we have the backup to that. We use a simple instant messenger video call if for any reason that the communicator doesn't work first time. It's been a tremendous success, and there's a little YouTube on it on the County Mead PC YouTube channel. Yeah,
right.
Where the kids talk about it, and they say that at the start they were sceptical.
Yeah.
They now think that it's the best and that they forget that they're actually in another room. I'd have to compliment the teacher on the Dunshotland side,
yes,
who's able to incorporate them into our class as if they're just in the room.
Yeah, that must present. I'm doing some teaching online myself at the moment, and that must present some new challenges for the teacher from a classroom management point of view.
Oh, it does. Yeah. But on the screen in front of her, she has the three kids just up there,
yeah.
And I've watched her on many occasions, and she includes them in her questioning, and they're able to put up their hand and take part in the class. The sound is excellent, and as they said, they forget that they're in a separate room.
Yes.
They're focused on her, and it works. Now, we did have a bit of an advantage in this, in that we had experience of doing some distance learning for language students in an earlier phase of our innovative schools, and we had done some with a European school in Brussels.
Yes.
So we weren't coming to it as completely new. We knew how to do it, and we knew that it did work. So I was confident enough taking it on that if we could get the system in place, that it would work. I think there's a model there, particularly in more isolated rural schools and indeed in the islands,
yes,
where I think it would have a tremendous possibility. Now, we did bring the Minister for Transport, who's our local TD, to see it,
yes,
recently, and he says he's bringing back that message of what he saw.
Very good. Well, we'll send a link in as well.
So we'll be broadcasting it. We didn't want to be going too public on it just yet, because it's only in place since the 1st of September.
Of course.
And we'll try and test it over the year now, and after that we'll be able to advise others and take the experience of it to others if they're interested in it, and it could have application, I think. Particularly post junior cert, that's where I'd see it. Now we are going to extend the project because principals in other schools want us to provide the same service for applied maths.
Excellent. Yeah, Seamus, as always happens with these things, the time, of course, is going to beat us. But I think we might just leave it there on that very positive note and set a date that we'll come back to you, Seamus. Anything else you want to say to us before we close?
Well, I suppose the other things that are happening, I suppose we have four laptop initiatives, mm-hmm, happening across the county, and they're one of them started last year and three of them in September, and I'd be delighted to talk about those.
Brilliant.
In terms of their success relative to the objectives we set them, and some have been have been successful, and then others have been quite disappointing, and we're trying to learn from the experience.
Well, we might come back on that one even quicker, because the rumour mill at the moment is that there's going to be an announcement next week on laptops for schools. So maybe in the light of that, we may plan another one sooner rather than later on the laptops, because I do think there's a lot of talk about laptops out there at the moment, and it'd be good to get your first-hand experience on that.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be in touch again very soon.
No problem, Michael. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Seamus.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.